Bread in the oven, dough in the bank. Welcome to Kitchen Dough, the podcast for turning dough into cash. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. Coming up on this episode of Kitchen Dough, three of the top reasons people are starting home-based food businesses. And because we always try to rise to the occasion, we're not stopping at the top three reasons. We're going to deliver to you a baker's dozen reasons to get in the kitchen dough act.
Awesome. Okay, so Emeril Lagasse, I like that you have this little quote here. If you don't follow your dream, who will? And as Heather mentioned in another episode prior of Kitchen Dough, it's not hard. It's not difficult.
It's not hard.
You just do the steps.
You're making food. You're not building rockets.
You're making food.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, yep.
Don't make something hard that isn't.
Exactly.
You get to do this. You get to start this business. You get the opportunity because cottage food laws. So kitchen dough is really all, more than just food. We are about turning, you know, that kitchen in a home is like
a workspace.
It's a workspace.
It's creative space.
It's a heartbeat center,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And so it is a creative workspace and you're used to working in your kitchen. So if people are making soaps, people are making jewelry, people are making candles, there's all kinds of businesses that start in a home kitchen. People are podcasting from their home kitchens.
Exactly. Yes.
That's kitchen dough.
That's a kitchen dough thing. Okay, so the top three reasons why people start a home-based food business. They have a recipe they love.
This is what I like to call recipe rapture.
Recipe rapture. Your heart.
It captured your heart because there's so many recipes in families that are passed down from generation to generation, you know, and like you just love, there's just something about a recipe that makes you feel good and that you're just in love with.
Exactly. And the aromas bring back the memories.
Yes.
Of grandma or someone in the kitchen.
I remember talking to a gentleman who took a recipe that his grandfather used to make in the home kitchen for mead.
What's that?
Mead is the alcohol that's made from honey.
Huh.
It's kind of almost between like beer and wine, but it's the honey is the base of it. And so his grandfather used to make, you know, this alcohol from home, mead, and now he runs a mead. He has a company. It's, I'm going to say Golden State Mead, but it's a family recipe. And he just felt so driven by the legacy of this recipe. And he was so in love with his grandfather and the memories it invoked. And he just felt like compelled. And he had this rapture about him when he was talking about his product.
That is awesome. Imagine he probably doesn't have too much competition.
Well, surprised.
You'd be surprised.
But he's kind of like the godfather of mead now.
That's awesome.
But mead goes back to the Middle Ages.
Wow. That's cool.
It's delicious, by the way.
Oh, you've had it.
Okay. I have it in my refrigerator right now, actually.
And it probably doesn't expire because of the honey.
It's like...
And the alcohol.
It's like beer. Yes, it's an alcohol. It's kind of tasty.
So maybe you and your family have some unique recipe.
Yes.
That the world's waiting for.
And that's another thing. There are lots of chocolate chip cookies out there, but there's not necessarily your chocolate chip cookie.
Exactly.
Right?
And there can be more than one Mrs. Fields.
Yes.
She just stuck to her guns.
Well, because you even look in the grocery store now, I think they have those Tate's cookies.
Mm-hmm.
They started at a farm stand on the East Coast, I think somewhere. That was after, you know, but Tate's cookies have come after Mrs. Fields was way back when.
Yeah.
Right? So there's always room for great products. And your product is you.
Yes.
Too, so.
Okay, number two, bread in the oven, dough in the bank.
Yes. I think I like to say if you need dough, then knead dough.
K-N-E-A-D, knead the dough.
Yep. If you need it, then knead it.
Yeah. And like you mentioned, California, the cap is 50 grand a year in sales, gross sales.
Mm-hmm. So in California, And in every state, everybody kind of has, there's maybe a group or a person that kind of spearheads the cottage food revolution in their local communities. In California, it was Mark Stambler.
Oh, yeah, you right? mentioned
that. Yep. Yes. So he was a gentleman who was making bread in Los Angeles, and he'd been making bread out of his home kitchen for years, winning blue ribbons at like fairs and had this outstanding bread. And then he started selling it to a local like little shop. And then all of a sudden his bread was so good, it got the attention of a reporter at the LA Times.
Rut row
is exactly right. They did an article about his bread. And then all of a sudden the health department came and said, you're shut down, because he was making it from his home kitchen. Then a politician saw what was happening and wanted to help. So he came, and then together they forged the Cottage Food, the Homemade Food Act in California. That was in 2013, I think.
Oh, wow. Not too far in the past.
No. So this is what I'm saying. And California kind of led a revolution in several other states, at least 20 other states then, that followed suit in either changing, implementing, or improving their cottage food laws. So, and there's still a long ways to go. There's still laws to be made, laws to be improved,
mm-hmm.
you know, and also kind of figuring out, because it's different from state to state. So.
Wow. But so that happened in 2013, mm-hmm. but I bet if you go online now and search your state, several resources will probably pop up.
Yes. All you have to do is Google. That's why I'm saying this is an easy thing to do. You can just research it from your home computer. You can get just what I did when I was starting out is I just opened up a workbook and I just documented everything, and I just kept a running checklist and went from one list to and just marked things off as I got them accomplished.
Nice. Okay, so the third one, the reason why people want to start a home-based food business, fond of freedom.
Work from home. Yep. Work at your own schedule.
Literally working from home.
Right. And it will be work, because if you want to make money doing it, you're going to have to work at it. You know, so, but you get to do it on your own schedule. You get to choose where you want to go sell, what markets you want to be in. You often have to apply to those farmers markets, and you have to be approved. So you just want to make sure that you have places to go and sell. But being, you know, having your product, your business, your calendar, you're not going to get rich in cottage food, but you can certainly establish a great side hustle or grow it.
Yeah. And if you want to have more information, go to kitchendough.com.
Oh, because we have also 13 more reasons why to start a cottage food business.
And that'll take two more segments to get through that. But this is very exciting.
I think we go for them real quick.
Okay, go. Just do titles of
Fulfill
them.
A dream.
Yep. Share a recipe.
Share a culture.
Work from your home kitchen.
Set your own schedule.
Connect with local people.
Yes, and the local economy.
Fulfill a market void.
Pay some bills. Not all of the bills, but you will definitely pay bills.
Work with your family members.
It's true. My kids are doing our business. Cultivate your creativity. There is joy in cooking. And promote better living through better food.
And in an upcoming episode, we're going to talk about a half dozen reasons not to start a cottage food business.
And a look at who is getting into the food entrepreneur scene. Is it you? Do you fit that profile?
Yeah.
We'll find out in the next episode. Please send an email to podcast@kitchendough.com.